No, they're peanuts.
Even 30 years ago?
Oh, back then. They're just occasionally a man that doesn't know any better called them that. But we call them peanuts. P-A-N-U-T-S.
Always have.
Yes.
Even when you were young.
Yes. Well, now you spoke of chupas. Now, that's a different nut. That's a hog feed. There's nothing you can't sell that. You feed them for hogs. It's a more of a grass that goes up, but the roots of chupas. The same way with peanuts. Now, the peanuts is under the ground, you see, but the weed, the top will go up that high sometimes. Mm-hmm. Peanuts.
Do you remember having a fireplace? Remember using a fireplace? What did they call the board that was on top of the fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
And the iron things that held up the logs?
Andons. Some people called them fire dogs, but andons was the name for them. That you put the wood on close to the andons.
When you used to cut the wood.
Don't tell me I've got enough to run trains from here.
I see. What did you call these things that you put the log in to cut it up? Look like this.
Oh, a little saw racks, you know, saw
racks. Yeah. And how did you start the fire? What kind of wood did you?
Well, and way years ago, there was wood of pine in this country. Splinters, we call it. Splinters.
And if the splinters were real rich, what would you call that?
Just fat splinters.
Fat splinters?
You'd see your log now. There's none in this country. When they got this improved machinery, tractors, things like that, they had to do away with the stumps. You couldn't cultivate. For instance, that was a stump you couldn't get nowhere around it, you know, or close around it. If you have a root may run out here and hit your machinery somewhere and tear it up, so they put in and done away and pulled out all these stumps, dynamited them or pulled them up, you see, and burned them up. The stumps where the trees had been cut for years back.
How would you say that? Would you, before they used dynamite, would they drag them out? Have you seen any?
Well, just dig around now and then, burn them out. See, it'd be fat, hack them where it'd be splinters, and then hack around and burn them out, or pull them out if you could. And that's where we got most of the fat splinters to start a fire with.
I see. Where did you used to, when you were young, hang your clothes? Did you have one of these big pieces of furniture that you would hang your clothes in?
Called them wardrobes.
This wood on the outside of your house, call that what?
Weatherboard.
Where we're sitting, we now call that just this place where we're sitting is...
Which?
Did you used to call that anything else?
Veranda.
Veranda.
Veranda, they used to call it. But you hardly ever hear anybody speak of veranda now. It's a porch.
And if it's out your back door, maybe you have just a little roof over the back door. What would you call that?
It's just a little shed designed to keep the rain from running in there.
We're right now, you say we're sitting on the porch, we're sitting outside your
main body of the house, yeah.
What did you used to call the place where you put the cows before you milked them?
Barn?
You bring them in from the pasture and you put them in a little fence.
Cow pen.
It's a cow pen?
Yeah.
How did you used to call the cows?
Some people just